Leader Bites for Entrepreneurs with Elaine Jacob.
Now, you've heard this statement before. Your attitude determines your altitude. If you, like me, watch a lot of cartoons with our little ones, the Peter Rabbit movie actually had these birdies that said, your attitude determines your altitude. And I do think that this is a beautiful, beautiful statement. Yeah, kind of funny, but beautiful, because our attitude determines a lot of things in life. And because we're talking about a dream, because we're talking about success, the journey of success, there are a few points that we need to know. The power of a dream coupled with the right attitude sets you up for success. So these are a few statements to be aware of. A dream without a positive attitude is a daydreamer. A positive attitude without a dream produces a very pleasant person, but someone who can't progress. A dream with a positive attitude produces a person with unlimited possibilities and potential. And that is the focus of these leader bites, these things where little tidbits to get us thinking, to get us on the right track. And many times we think that our success is determined on our intelligence, on our, our degrees and diplomas. It is our education or our technical background. But actually, attitude becomes such an important indicator for success. Not only does attitude direct our future, but it also affects how we feel today. And so there are a few things that we need to look at, which is attitude is a choice. It is the choice around our circumstances. We don't always choose the circumstances we find ourselves in, but we get to choose whether we stay a part of that circumstance. We cannot choose our upbringing. It is what it is. But we get to choose whether that upbringing determines our choices. Limitations. I love this one. This is where I work. Working as a coach, we're constantly helping people identify self-limiting beliefs and break through them. And we've got to be able to be aware of these limitations and say, okay, how do I develop an attitude that goes beyond my limitations? So think about it. Over the next few days, we're going to look at attitude, thinking, because that is where attitude resides, in the thinking. And do you have thinking practices that is setting you up for success?